shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, narratives are powerful things, and we're watching a narrative crumble in real time before our eyes, a narrative that is designed to persuade people or to emotionally charge a topic or discussion so that people draw conclusions, make decisions that are in alignment with the position, the viewpoint, the politics of one side, and that's, of course, always the side of the radical left. And I'm talking about the narrative of the shooting, the tragic shooting, where a young woman was shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis last week. The media and the way they've been portraying this story has been effectively, and not just the media, some of them are asking some questions, but the narrative generally is that the ICE agent did something he should not have done, that he, in some cases, they're using the phrase murder, the term murder. AOC said it was a murder. Protesters say it was a murder. I've seen things on Facebook from people that I know who have said come to this protest to speak out against the murder of this young woman in Minneapolis. And the more we learn about this, the facts and the details, the more that this narrative crumbles. And listen, it is tragic. Folks, this is absolutely tragic. This was a mother. She's young. Yes, she put herself in this position. Yes, she was an agitator. Yes, she at least the evidence is pretty clear to me. She at least was obstructing an ICE operation, and she certainly accelerated her vehicle in the direction of an officer, and it struck him. I mean, there's no doubt about this now with the release of the latest video. By the way, last week I shared with you that this ICE agent had been hospitalized for being dragged by a car last summer. He required hospitalization. I think he had 33 stitches from being dragged by a vehicle. So when you factor these things in and you combine that with the latest video, surely that should at least cause one to pause and think about the words being used to describe this officer and the operation and so forth, because this is absolutely not murder. Now, you can still make the case, I suppose, that the officer should not have used deadly force. You could make that argument, but I think at best, one would look at this and certainly in a fair-minded situation understand why he did it. Why I think that that's, you're being struck by a car that's had the gas pedal pressed pretty firmly to the floorboard there. You were struck by a car. You have a history of being injured in a similar circumstance where you were dragged by a car. A reasonable person could absolutely see someone, including themselves or other officers, being harmed or potentially killed by a vehicle behaving in that manner. And so you should at least, I think reasonable people could at least say that this put the officer in a very, very bad situation. So I want to talk about this today. My friends, reminds me of a Bible verse as well that we'll get to. But my friends, let's be honest here. When your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one size fits all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines the brightest. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, from private equity and private credit to option strategies and coordinated legal planning. Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's about having a dedicated team there to guide you each and every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, your future. Want real confidence in your financial life? Visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future, my friends. The word murder is now being used to describe, or has been for some time now, to describe what happened in Minneapolis regarding this event I've been talking about here this morning. Let's go back through the facts of what we do know. There was an ICE operation in Minneapolis. ICE is operating there. Let's not overlook this fact. ICE is operating there and in other cities around the country because we have an administration prior administration and prior administrations, plural, that basically ignored federal immigration law. They did not secure the border. They did not enforce deportations. I hear some people talking about, well, Obama had a lot of deportations. You realize that those deportations were not part of operations like this. In fact, the deportations under Obama were largely people who crossed the border and were being processed or whatever, and then were deported upon entry. These are not people, in the vast majority of cases, that were living in this country for years and decades. We're now living with an administration in charge of this country that is focused on enforcing the law. And so they were enforcing the law in Minneapolis. Now, that's another thing. You look at these cities around the country. By the way, this happens everywhere. And it's not just in big cities, though, of course, proportionally, there are more people in those big cities. And so you have people who are here in this country illegally that have not been pursued, that have been allowed to do basically whatever they want, facing no legal consequences whatsoever around this country for decades. And so there are large populations of people who are illegally in our country. So ICE has come in under the command and control of President Donald J. Trump. And he told us during the campaign he was going to be deporting people, starting with the criminal element, starting with the element of people who are violent, drug dealers, gang members, people who are involved in child trafficking, other violent offenders, people that have been arrested multiple times, but not just that. It's never been said that it's just going to be that. That was the starting point. It may have been what some people wished and desired, but the fact remains that if you're in this country illegally, dare I say, it is illegal. And that there are consequences for that. So ICE is conducting operations in Minneapolis and other cities around the country. And so they're conducting their legal operation, their operation to enforce the law in Minneapolis. A young woman named Renee Good blocks the street with her vehicle. According to reports, and I think this appears to be substantiated from maybe some of the videos that are floating around out there now, she appears to block the street, impeding the advancement of ICE officers. The mission, the operation was delayed by about 3 minutes. That's how long it appears that she was blocking traffic. There's a video, I guess it's officer, his body cam, where he's engaged with two folks. One, of course, is Renee Good. The other is her her partner. There's some back and forth between the partner and the ICE officer. Then there's commands given to Ms. Good. There's some words exchanged back and forth. As the officer is clearing the front of her vehicle or close to clearing it, she may back up first, turn the tires, and then hit the accelerator pretty intensely with him in front of it. He's basically in front of the driver's side tire near the front corner of the vehicle, the front fender, if you will. And the vehicle clearly strikes him, especially from his body cam. You can hear the impact. You can hear his, you know, kind of just watch his body kind of bounce back to the side. And he decides to fire the weapon. And we get this new video that's emerged later. Again, the vehicle certainly appears to me to make contact with the officer pretty clearly. The woman dies, and now there's narratives that form. And what happens is what happens every time the media, the left, the Democrat Party, these professional deceivers get a hold of something. They start talking about things to in such a way to emotionalize the situation. It's obviously an emotional situation. It's terrible what happened to this. The results of this are awful. Renee Good is no longer she's no longer alive. She leaves behind at least one child. I think I've read three. And so she's portrayed in the media as just this peaceful mother. The ICE officer has been cast as the aggressor. And many people believe, before there's any real investigation or details coming out about this at all, that he is automatically a murderer. And why? Why is he automatically a murderer? Well, he's automatically a murderer in the eyes of some people because ICE is illegitimate. ICE is trying to separate families, they say. ICE is trying to basically be the Gestapo. You've heard politicians say this. And when politicians use this sort of language, it seems to, at least to some people, it seems to hit home a little harder as a real legitimate problem and a real legitimate assessment of the situation. The problem is that that is not what is going on here. But some people have had this perspective of ICE from the beginning. And this is, of course, all manufactured. It's all manufactured by the media, by the radical left, by the Democrat Party, because of politics. This is all manufactured because of politics. The left does not have a narrative upon which it can run. The left has mismanaged this country or the cities that it's run or whatever for decades. Mismanaged it or, you know, I wouldn't even always say mismanagement. There certainly are elements of mismanagement and fraud, and we look at what's happening in Minnesota regarding the fraud there that's been uncovered by, again, a citizen journalist, a YouTuber, not even people who are in the professional media, which is not an insult to Nick Shirley, by the way. He's actually out there trying to do the real job that journalists once upon a time at least pretended to do. They've totally abdicated that responsibility today. And so this is what happens when one side is trying to gain political power. They will stop at nothing to do it. They have no good reason to tell voters to vote for them in these midterms coming up here later this year. And so they have to find a narrative. And what is the narrative? The narrative of choice for the left is that Donald Trump, bad. Orange man, bad. Orange man has Gestapo. Orange man is a Nazi, a fascist. We must stop him. We must defend our democracy. These are our neighbors being taken away by people in masks and who are unnamed and are breaking the law, violating humanitarian laws and everything else, right? This is the narrative of the day. And so this motivates people. And I listen, there are people, I don't expect people to have, well, I do at one level. They certainly should agree with me politically. But that's not, listen, they can have their own ideas and beliefs. But where it's crazy to me is when people begin to justify insanity, in some cases, to justify pure evil. And the way that ICE has been maligned and attacked, people believe that they're doing the right thing. People believe that they're modern-day Dietrich Bonhoeffers fighting against Hitler and the Nazis back in World War II Germany. Now, of course, these people don't even probably know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer is, but the bottom line is that that's who they believe they are. They believe that they're the heroes. They believe that the heroes are the ones who are harming ICE agents. And that, by the way, is factually incorrect. But when you say these stories long enough to, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, the low information crowd, or the people who are highly emotionalized, they're tired of losing, they're afraid, they're in constant fear because they believe this country is being led by a fascist dictator, that he's going to establish himself as the king of this country forever, or whatever they believe, which I don't even know anymore. These people have gotten so off the rails here. But it's easy to see how this perfect storm is forming or has formed in, say, Minnesota. And so the protest language has been hardened because it's already built into the equation. People have already made their minds up about ICE. If there is an incident like this or this particular incident, people have come to the conclusion as to who's at fault before they even get the facts of the case. And so it's easy. It's easy, and dare I say cheap, for some of these journalists to do what they do, for some of these protesters, these professional agitators to do what they do. They start making signs that call this ICE agent a murderer. They start organizing rallies against the so-called murderer. Social media posts start asserting this man, just automatically, unilaterally decrying this man, proclaiming this man a murderer. You have representatives in our government. I mentioned AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez publicly calls this event a, quote, murder, calls for arrest and prosecution. We know that this ICE agent now, his name is Jonathan Ross. He is basically now facing the full, I guess, assault of the radical left and the narrative. But you know what? Murder has a meaning. You know, murder is the unlawful killing of another human being. This is fascinating to me, especially, I don't want to get down a chasing a rabbit here. This is important stuff. But I've shared this story on here before. When I was in college, I shared with you, Well, first I went to Butler University here in Indianapolis. And believe it or not, some of you may not believe this, I was actually fairly quiet in my class. I would talk to my professors one-on-one. I have some really crazy stories about that. I've had a professor that wouldn't grade my opinion paper because I cited the Bible. I, of course, dealt with professors who were atheist and proud of it, openly challenging Christians or in some cases, openly mocking and ridiculing the Christian faith. I had one professor, I won't say his name, it was a writing class. I should have known from the name of the writing class, but I was just naive. The name of the class, I kid you not, was called Creative Nonfiction. And at the time, I was in my, 20 or 21 years old. I thought that what they were going to teach us to do was how to present nonfiction, right, true stories in a creative way, not make them up, but actually think about the art of maybe storytelling so that you know how to present the facts of the case in a way that is easier to read and more, just easier to understand, just some tips on how to present it, not to change the facts. I was a young guy, I was naive, whatever. But no, he literally meant creative nonfiction. So I remember him telling me in class one day, well, this story needs something else here. And I said, well, that's not what happened. Well, he said, but yeah, but go ahead and just make something up. And I said, but this is a nonfiction class. Well, yeah, it's a creative nonfiction. Anyway, so that was the purpose of this. He stood up in class one day and he said in front of the class, Christianity, a good idea, and then but it got all blanked up is what he said. And I went to him after class and I said, Professor so-and-so, I want you to know that I'm a Christian. And I if I would have stood up and said that about another faith, Channel 6 News would have been here, and I would have been asked to leave campus. I mean, I don't know where you get off saying that. You could have that opinion, I suppose, but you know, you're in a position of authority in this classroom. There are people in this class that are certainly Christians or believers, or at least people who are respectful of the Christian faith. And here you are doing. I've got so many stories, but I remember in college, this just took me down that road. In addition to going to Butler, I went to a program at American University. It was a pre-law program, and we debated. And that course, in that class, it was me versus the class every single day. And I loved it. I really did. But I remember talking about things like murder. And I remember discussions about, thou shalt not kill, right? We talk about capital punishment, for example. I was someone who, you hate to say in favor of capital punishment, like I'm out there cheering for it. No, but I think capital punishment should absolutely be used to enforce the law. I think that people who commit the most heinous and violent of crimes should absolutely be subjected to the laws of capital punishment. And some people would get very upset with me, citing the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not kill. By the way, the proper definition, translation of that is thou shalt not murder. But even if you stick with the words thou shalt not kill, you literally just flip in one chapter over, beginning in Exodus 21, and there's examples starting there. I don't know if it begins in 21 or 22. But in the next chapter or two, God tells Moses instances where someone should be put to death for a crime that he had committed. And it was always bizarre to me to think that people don't understand the definition of these things. Not all killing is murder. There's justifiable self-defense. Not all killing is murder. I'm not out there clamoring for more killing. I wish that there was less. I wish that the people who put people in positions to have to make those decisions would not do those things. But murder is the unlawful, the unjustified killing of another human being. This requires typically malice aforethought, as they say. This is hatred, driven by hatred or dislike or rage or just wanting to take the person out, basically, get even with the person. Something along those lines. That's murder, and we'll talk more about that. I don't know how anyone can conclude this ICE agent is a murderer, but we'll get to that, my friends, in due course. If you're tired of spending your hard-earned money at businesses that turn around and support leftist causes, I've got the thing for you. It's called Freedom Marketplace. That's why we created it. It's a free searchable directory of businesses that share your conservative values, businesses that have vowed to not support leftist candidates, leftist causes. No strings attached, no login. It's free for you. Just good patriotic businesses pushing in the same direction you are. Check it out today. It's our directory. It's at freedommarketplace.net. You can also find information about it on our website at toddhuffshow.com. But keep it simple and go to freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net. Liberty and business for all. Time out for me, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. EMAX Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit EMAX Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Going through this mess that's been created. It's bad enough, obviously, what happened when Officer Ross, the ICE agent, shot and killed this young woman, Renee Good. And I'm not blaming him or anything. I'm just saying it's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. And what's also tragic is that you're not allowed to have a discussion about this. You have to call ICE murderers. You have to assume that he's guilty. And this is all part of the strategy and the, well, just the way that they think they have to manage the political discourse of the day in order to get the results that they want. And that's what we're going to pick up in a moment, my friends. I want to talk here about, well, the definition of murder. And we talked about unlawful, unjustified killing of another person, that there's malice that's typically involved. This requires intent. This is absolutely reckless, or there's at least extreme indifference about the life of the other person. This can be determined, by the way, only after an investigation thoroughly understands what's going on. And again, all we had were a couple of videos, which, again, even to me, when I watched the videos for the first couple of times, to me, you can at least see, even from the original videos, that the officer, the ICE agent, was in a very bad position. And you can see, without a doubt, that the agent was in front of the car when she accelerated. And I would say, without a doubt, you could tell that he was struck by the front of the car. I think we made all those things known when we spoke about this last week. But when you see the video of his body cam, that's a different perspective. And I remember, I don't know how many of you, I don't want to go down this road either too much, but I served on a jury. I've talked about this on this program before. I served on a jury. It must have been in 2018, I think, in May of 2018. And the trial that I was a juror on involved the death of a little boy, 5-year-old little boy. And I don't want to get into the case. It's tragic. It's absolutely horrific. Basically, the boy had developmental problems, and the mother, the biological mother, had started seeing another boyfriend, not the biological father of the boy. And they basically were not happy with how much work it was to take care of this little boy. And he was an inconvenience to them. I'm just telling you from their perspective, this is terrible stuff. You could read the text message. It's horrific. It really is. And they were talking, they were researching ways to basically kill the boy. I don't know how else to say it. It's awful. I don't even like going down this road. But I'm only pointing this out to say I've sat on a jury. I've listened to evidence, and it was clear. It was clear to me. Even the defense attorney admitted that the defendant, he said, "Look, you're going to read this was the beginning of the trial. You're going to read texts that are going to show that my client said some terrible things, but my client's not on trial for being a bad guy. He's on trial for these specific charges." And the charges, believe it or not, it wasn't a murder trial. It was a conspiracy trial. They were trying to prove that the biological mother and the boyfriend were conspiring to murder this young boy. We eventually convicted him. He faces 30-some years in prison. The mother was convicted as well. I was the last vote. I was the last. I might surprise some of you. I was the last one because I wanted to make sure that it was, you know, that we basically considered every possibility, because we were voting. We were voting to take away the freedom of this man, who was terrible. But he should have been in prison just because he was terrible. And the way that he talked about this boy, though, you could make the case that maybe there should be laws. I don't know. But the point is, I'm not arguing for that. I'm just saying he was clearly bad, and there's lots of problems there. But he was on trial for a specific thing. And to come in with bias, just because you don't like ICE or because you think ICE is, what, killing people just arbitrarily on the streets, doesn't mean that should have nothing to do with this. You have to look at the facts of the case, and very few people do. And I immediately realized that, hey, if you put yourself in the position of that ICE agent, you can certainly understand what he might be thinking is about to happen. And you watch the latest video, the video that's most recently released, where there's body cam of him being struck by that car, and you see it up close and personal, and you hear the noise, and you put yourself in his shoes, and you think back to the time he was dragged by a car just, what, 6-9 months ago, whatever it was, last summer, requiring hospitalization. He probably understood in a way that none of us fully understand that the power of a vehicle and the danger a vehicle can pose. We all understand that, of course, just from having sense and logic. But to be someone who felt that directly, I'm sure your perspective changes a little bit. So to say that it was murder is beyond ridiculous to me. You can make the case that maybe he shouldn't have chosen to do that. I'm not saying that I agree with that. I'm just saying you can make that case. But to say murder is, to me, you're if you're in that crowd, you're not serious about analyzing this. You're not seriously engaged in reality. You're not trying to come to real solutions. You're not trying to put yourself in his shoes if you say murder. Killing, by the way, again, is not murder. Can be, but it's not necessarily. Shooting is not necessarily murder. It can be. And just because someone died, and that's tragic, whatever the circumstances, it is absolutely tragic. This person was a daughter, a mother, terrible. But that does not mean that someone should be legally guilty of a matter. And we have people calling, and politicians calling this murder, calling him a murderer. Once that's declared publicly, this is a mess. Now you're beginning, and people start assuming that there's a cover-up, that the evidence is being tampered with. I mean, this is the way that it goes. The entire process is undermined when people act like this. If murder is decided first, then what role is the justice system supposed to play? And it's a foregone conclusion. By the way, what happened to some of those key principles, like the presumption of innocence and guilt, being guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? There's absolutely no way that anybody can come to that conclusion. Not fairly, my friends. We've also got a mayor in Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. It's spelled F-R-E-Y. He did not call the ICE agent a murderer or the crime a murder, but he did publicly condemn the shooting very strongly. He says that the self-defense narrative is garbage. He says, quote, they killed somebody, referring to ICE. He's out there demanding that ICE leave the city of Minneapolis. Again, he didn't formally use the term murder, but if you take away the self-defense narrative, you're left with something. May not be first-degree murder, but you're left with some sort of a murder manslaughter charges, things that are viewed, at least from a perspective that the person who pulled the trigger is guilty of a crime, if you take away the self-defense component. So that's what's going on here, my friends. And I want to talk about, in the final segment, There's a verse in the Bible, Proverbs 18:17, that says the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. We don't leave time for that. Well, we do here, but society doesn't at large, my friends. So we're going to wrap up this segment, and we'll talk about that in the next. Friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about kratom. You've probably heard the headlines. Most of those are based on synthetic junk that is not even real kratom at all. Real kratom is tested. It's handled with care. That's what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch that they produce is lab-tested for purity, for safety, no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. Friends, this is a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations, and it's a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label a mile long. Visit ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. You can start with their starter pack and use coupon code TODHUFF to save 10% off your first order. You can also research there. That's an important component that the less serious crowd, the people who are just trying to make a quick buck, are trying to do. Christopher's wants you to be educated. They want you to know what you're doing, and they want to give you information. ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Time out for me, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Final segment of today's program, my friends. I want to remind you here that your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit that you want? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. Radical concept today, I guess, my friends. But that's an important thing. You know, the things that we do, the battles that we're facing, those are on many fronts, and it's very discouraging, or it can be, to see that the money that you've given someone or the money you've invested in a company is being used, and you're helping to fuel a radical left agenda. And so this is a tool that can help you prevent that. So 48 Financial specializes in wealth management and biblically responsible investing. They screen out companies that don't align with your faith, with your values. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. If you want to see if your investments align with your values, head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial is here to worry about your money, my friends, so you don't have to. Before the break, I shared a verse in the Bible, Proverbs 18:17. The one who states his case first seems right, until the other comes and examines him. My, oh my, in today's world where there are headlines and it's all superficialities and there are emotions that are baked into the equation, when there is hatred that is justified by people out there today, when you hear the story first, when you hear the case explained by one party that's involved in the the situation, and it sounds, might sound bad. It might sound like a slam dunk case for them and against their opponents. But then the other side comes along and examines him or presents their own evidence, right? In a court case, there's a cross-examination of witnesses. There's this thing called discovery in the early phases of a trial where evidence is presented, by the prosecutor to the defense, and then the defense gets a chance to explain what that evidence is, how that evidence really doesn't implicate them or have anything to do with the case. At first, it can sound very damning to the person on the other side because you just heard one side of the story, and that's where a lot of people stop. That's why a lot of people stop. Friends, I read things that are from people that I think are lunatics. I consume information. Now, I always have a filter up. Maybe that's a required first step. You have to have a filter. You can't just, if you hear it, you just can't automatically believe it. You ought to be able to read it, to consider it, to understand the perspective, the motivations of the person writing it or sharing it or whatever, and then decide, am I going to give this 1% credibility, 99% credibility, somewhere in between? What am I going to do? But the first narrative has the advantage for a lot of people. There's warnings even throughout Scripture about haste. This is one of them, but we shouldn't be hasty. I've said on this program before, I'm more interested in getting the right opinion or thoughts about a topic, issue, subject, whatever, something that happened, than I am about being first. Most people are so enamored with being first. And it's really, to me, it's childish, especially doing what I do. Listen, I get if you're I'm not a journalist. I get if you're a journalist and you want to break news. I am not ever. I can't imagine a scenario where I would quote unquote break news. It would have to be super personal to me or just a series of events where the person would come to me to share their story or something. And I suppose that could happen, but that's not really what I do. What we try to do here is to try to bring calm and reason and fairness and objectivity to the table to talk about the issues of the day, to understand that our side is not always 100% right. Even if you think the ideas are 100% right, the people who are sharing our ideas are not always right. We're not always perfect people. This should go without saying. So being the first to do something does very, very little for me. Then you got the fact that this can be amplified in ways that it's never been allowed, or been able, I should say, to amplify before. Things like social media and just the 24-hour news cycle and everything else. Everything else. And that, then you've got the virtue signaling crowd that wants to be the first to say that ICE was a murderer so that they can say, see, I led the movement, I started the protest, I led the thing that led to the thing that led to the political victory for the Democrats or whatever. That is a big thing, a big motivation here. People have given up caring about the truth. They care more about their narratives. They care more about their politics. Not everybody, but that's certainly out there. The law in many instances has been reduced to pure symbolism. Calling someone a murderer in this case can be seen as a virtue signal somehow amongst the radical folks who are not the least bit concerned about truth and the future of this ICE officer and everything else. Process itself can be framed as obstruction. Lots of things, my friends, can be going on here. But I'm out of time today. Let me tell you here in the closing, if you haven't signed up for our free daily newsletter, why don't you do that? It's totally free. ToddHuffShow.com. Just sign up for the inner circle. We talk about these things there as well. But I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.